Jack Sunbrown!
Broadcasting live from the KTKK studios in Salt Lake City, Utah, this is the Jack Stockwell radio program. To contact Jack from Salt Lake City, dial 254-5855. And now the consummate voice of sense and sensibility himself, Jack Stockwell.
Or perhaps not. Maybe this is not Jack Stockwell this morning. My name is Scott Robison. I'm sitting in for Jack this morning. I got a call last night at about, what time was it? I don't know, let's call it about 7:30 last night. I got a call from the station saying that Jack had called in, was not going to be able to do the show this morning, and as a result, asked if I would be willing to sit in this morning. My name is Scott Robison. I'll be sitting in for Jack until 9 a.m. We do have open lines this morning. If you would like to call in on any subject whatsoever, I'm more than willing to take your call. The numbers are, of course, all area code 801. If you'd like to call from Utah County, the number is 470-5855. In Salt Lake, South Davis counties, you can reach us at 254-5855. And from Weber, North Davis, the number is 670-5855. For those of you who may not know me, because I haven't done a lot of shows on K-Talk recently, I was last here about 3 months ago, and I sat in for Jim Sumter for an hour one afternoon. My name is Scott Robison. I used to host some shows here on weekends, and I had a weeknight show that I did Monday through Friday. That was years ago in a galaxy far away, and very few of you probably remember me as a result of that. Now I just come in and I do a couple of hours here, an hour there, whenever they get really, really desperate because nobody else will answer the phone. So just goes to show, I seem to recall a television show by the name of Night Court where a judge got his assignment to sit on the Night Court bench because he was at the bottom of a list and nobody else answered the phone. So I'm kind of Judge Harry Anderson of the radio right now. As far as I know, Jack will be back tomorrow. So please, just bear with us this morning. I'll be here, like I said, until 9 o'clock. And any subject is fair game. Feel free to give us a call. And by us, I mean me, because I'm the only guy here. So 254-5855, 470-5855 in the south, 670-5855 in the north. Anybody who calls will get at least 60 seconds. That's one of the things that I normally do, is I have the 60-second guarantee. As long as what you want to talk about is not illegal, is not immoral, or is not just crude and base, and I'm the final judge of that this morning, I will give you at least 60 seconds to make any point you want to make. If I'm interested after the 60 seconds, I'll be happy to keep you on. We'll continue. We'll go a little bit further. If, after 60 seconds, I'm bored, then we're going to go on to another subject. So, there are many, many things to talk about. And, of course, like I said, you can call with anything, and we will discuss it. One of the things that I wanted to talk about this morning, though, was about Washington State. Of course, we just passed an off-year election on Tuesday. And it looks like Referendum 71 in Washington State, the everything but marriage ballot measure that was intended to guarantee same-sex couples the same rights as heterosexual couples, has apparently passed about 51.5% roughly to 48.5%, so a closer margin than Obama's election a year ago. But the interesting thing to me about Referendum 71, there are groups out there of the same-sex persuasion that pick up the case. They want to do anything they can to further the same-sex marriage, the homosexual marriage agenda. There are a lot of people out there calling this a great victory. And I can see why they would feel that way. However, the interesting thing to me about Referendum 71, R-71, in Washington State, is that this measure specifically excludes marriage. It's supposed to give same-sex couples, and some other people, and we'll talk about that here in a second, but it's supposed to give same-sex couples the same rights as married couples, yet they're not allowed to go get a marriage license. Now, a lot of people think that that is as it should be, that same-sex couples are not entitled to a marriage license, and you're free to believe that if you want. I think that homosexuality is wrong personally, and I believe that for religious reasons. But I also, you know, if you want, you know, whatever you feel is right, that's your business. I'm okay with that. The interesting thing to me, though, as I said, you know, marriage is the one thing that's not on the table in Washington State. So there's still this separate classification. If you're married, you know, if you're heterosexual, you can get married, and that's your only option. If you're a homosexual couple, then you can register as a domestic partnership with the state of Washington to get the same rights that you would have if you were married and heterosexual. Unless you are a geezer American. Let's just, you know, I'm going to call them that, geezer Americans. If you are a couple and at least one of you is age 62 or older, then you are entitled to pick and choose. You can still go get married if you're a, you know, geezer American couple, heterosexual, at least one of you is age 62. Or if you don't want to get married, for example, you don't want to take the risk of losing some of your Social Security benefits or something like that, you can also walk across the hall down at the county courthouse or wherever it is you would register a domestic partnership. And that's what you can choose to do. You can either be a domestic partnership or married if you're older than 62. Now, this seems a little bit odd to me. I mean, let's think about this for a second. Maybe I'm going to go a little bit too far here, but it seems to me that there's an equal protection issue here in that, you know, as I've heard the same-sex community complain for a long time that they're entitled to the same rights of marriage as any other person. Yet most Americans are opposed to same-sex marriage, therefore, you know, in 34 states that they've tried to pass same-sex marriage, to some extent or another, it has been defeated soundly every time. So Washington State, knowing that they can't get same-sex marriage through, creates this tiered system where it's like, okay, you can either be married or you can have a domestic partnership if you're, depending on whether you're heterosexual or homosexual, unless you're a geezer American, in which case you can pick and choose from whichever one you want. So, it seems to me that there could be a case made by somebody who just wanted to make a name for themselves or really firmly believe this, that the new law in Washington State is unconstitutional because it has different standards for different groups that in theory should be equal. I mean, this is like separate but equal protection, but on the marriage side. I don't know. I don't appreciate it. I don't get it. I don't like this law. I have a problem. I guess my real problem, and look, I am a conservative guy, and you may want to call and argue that here in just a minute when I say what I'm about to say. But I have a problem with state-sanctioned marriage. You can only get married in the United States of America, in most states, all states, with the sanction of the state. Yet marriage has historically been a sacrament of the Christian faith. And of course, there's, you know, Judeo beliefs before that. But in Christian churches, you've had several sacraments. You've had baptism, you've had marriage, you've had communion, you've had all these other things. So since we license marriage in this country, you know, why don't we just go ahead and go to the next step and license baptisms? Of course, that's ridiculous, and nobody would go for that. So why do we have the state telling churches who they can and cannot marry? I think that's a decision for the churches. I would much rather see the state just get out of the business of marriages. Marriage is a word that has a meaning. So let's just get out of the business of licensing marriages. Let's just make everything a domestic partnership. If you want your relationship to be recognized legally by the government, then go ahead, go to the state, have your domestic partnership registered with the state, and then you can get whatever government benefits come with that. If you are a religious person and you would like your marriage to be recognized in the eyes of God, then you can go to your church. And if, you know, your church wants to, you know, believes that you should be married, then let them go right ahead and perform that ceremony. But why mix the two? All that we do is we've confused this issue for so long. Salt Lake City, you're on the air. What's your first name, please?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you. What's your name?
My name is Pete.
Hey, Pete, welcome to the show.
How you doing?
Doing great.
You know, the only experience I have with that is about 10 years ago, I moved into a new neighborhood where they were building. And they had a house that was across the street from me, and they had another house that was probably 5 or 6 houses down that they built. And I saw a lesbian couple looking at that house, and I said, oh my gosh, I hope they don't buy that house. Well, what happened is a couple did buy that house. They didn't end up. They went to the house about six houses down. And the guy that moved in across the street got a divorce from his wife. His kids went crazy. I had nothing but problems. And then I would go and I'd look at these two gals, and they kept up their yard. They're model citizens. Now, I don't know how their lifestyle. I wave at them, you know, when I walk by, and that's it. But I tell my wife now, I say, man, I wish I had those two lesbian couples that I, you know, when I first saw them, my first impression of them was I didn't want them. But now that I've seen how they've lived, and I mean, this is 9 years ago, and they're still living over there. And I says, I wish they lived across the street from me now. But, you know, there's a mentality that's going with a lot of Americans. It's that backwoods mentality. And you have a talk show host named Del Evans, and he has these hosts on there where they want to take America back, and they're militiamen, and they're ready to fight, and you know what I mean, start a militia and take this country back. You know, when I hear ignorant people like that, and these are nothing but racist Klans members, as far, I mean, when you hear the way they talk about Hispanics and that, you can tell they're total racists. And we've got to get these people that got these backwoods mentality and bring them into the dawn of the light, which I'm not saying is sin or homosexuality, but to bring them into that, hey, there's elections every 4 years, and you don't got to start a militia and try to take this country back over and try to fight and kill people and start trouble in the country. You can go out and vote that person out and get a new person in.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
And so, you know, and I don't know what it is about K-Talk, but they got that fanatical. And I listen to a lot of hosts on K-Talk.
You know, hold on just a moment, Pete. Hold on just a moment. We're going into a break. This is AM 630 K-Talk. You're listening to the Jack Stockwell Show. My name is Scott Robinson. We'll be back right after these messages.
Jack Stockwell on K-Talk. AM 630 KTKK.
Hey, this is Dan, the Laptop Man from PC Laptops.
Windows 7!
I've been testing it like a madman, and all I can say is it's epic. I run my whole company on it and play all my favorite video games on it. It's just so solid and easy. Are you wondering if you can run Windows 7 on your computer? Because we really do love you so much, just bring in your laptop or desktop computer, no matter what brand it is, and we'll give you a free Windows 7 system evaluation to make sure your computer can run it great. While we're doing that, we'll also scan your computer for viruses and spyware for free. No charge, no obligation, just free. Have I lost my mind? Nope. We just love you at PC Laptops. So bring in your laptop or desktop computer, no matter what brand it is, in any one of our 9 PC Laptops locations right now. Or call us at 1-877-596-SAVE. Or check us out at PCLaptops.com. PC Laptops, we love you!
If you had a broken leg, would you go see a doctor, or would you lie around and hope it heals itself? Well, I got news for you. Most of you have broken financial plans, and they don't fix themselves. Hi, I'm Adam Curran with Tanner Financial and from the weekly radio show Where Wall Street Meets Main Street. Give us a call to schedule a free, no-obligation portfolio review. Come get a second opinion. Call 1-800-345-1997 to schedule an appointment. Don't wait. End the pain. Call now. 1-800-345-1997. That's 1-800-345-1997.
Here's the in-your-face reality. You're listening right now. You're listening because the Jack Stockwell Show is compelling, involved radio that's difficult to tune away from. And if you're listening, so are your potential clients and customers. The only thing missing is your commercial calling our listeners to action. Dynamic, affordable growth for your company is a phone call away. 253-4883. When we answer...
Thank you for calling KTalk Radio.
Say...
Hi, I'd like to advertise on the Jack Stockwell Show.
We'll take it from there, and you'll love the results. Call KTalk Talk Radio right now, 253-4883.
And welcome back. My name is Scott Robinson, sitting in for Jack Stockwell this morning. This is AM 630 K-Talk. If you would like to be on the air, we do have open lines. We're talking about pretty much whatever you would like to talk about. Guaranteed 60 seconds if you call, as long as you're not, you know, too over the top. But any topic is fair game. The numbers are 254-5855. In the South, 470-5855. And in Weber, North Davis counties, you can reach us at 670-5855. We had Pete on before the break, and we're going to go ahead and let Pete wrap up his thoughts here. You're back on, Pete.
Okay. You know, a lot of people, what I want to just say is when they're mad at the Hispanics, but they don't go to a McDonald's and see that there's, it's with the Hispanics, a Walmart to every fast food. You go to Ivory, I went to an Ivory Homes and everybody was speaking Spanish. No one gets mad at the president of Ivory Homes. No one gets mad at the Walmart people. No one gets mad at these big CEOs of McDonald's, Burger King, and all these big chains. That's saying, hey, come on over here, bye, come on, we'll hire you all over here. You know, they don't get mad, but they want to take it out on these Hispanics. If you meet these Hispanics, they're good people, a lot of them. Yeah, they got some bad people in them, but a lot of them are hard workers, where a lot of Americans won't work for that, the price they'll work for. They'll go out there and they'll put a 10, 12, 14-hour day for $7-$8 an hour. And a lot of Americans know that, and they're taking advantage of them this way. But see, but they want to take all the problems of the United States and blame it on them. And like I say, I don't know what it is about that backwoods like Dell, who's a hick, in my opinion, a backwoods hick, troublemaker. I hope when the government's listening to him, because what he's talking is treason and rising up against this great country. Instead of voting the person out and putting a new person in. But that's all I've got to say.
All right, Pete, thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. Look, I have a problem with illegal immigration. I work my, you know, as almost everybody here should know, if you listen to AM 630 K-Talk, you'll know that most of the hosts here are volunteering their time. They're doing this so that they have a platform to... you know, put forth their point of view on things. Martin, hang on just a second. We're going to get to you here right after I wrap this up. I don't have a problem with the idea that anybody, be they Mexican or European or Asian or Canadian, want to come to the United States of America to make a better life for themselves. That makes perfect sense to me. I understand exactly why. Yet my day job, I work downtown Salt Lake City, and I work across the street from an area where a lot of Mexican Americans and I assume a lot of illegal aliens congregate looking for work. And you have people driving by all day long in pickup trucks or SUVs or whatever. They pull up to the curb, then you'll see a mad dash of people running to this vehicle, hopping in so that they can, you know, go work for the day. They're going to be paid under the table. There's not going to be any reporting of it. I mean, what is this, if not some sort of indentured servitude or 21st century slavery in America? These people are scared they can't go get work in the normal fashion. So instead, they're left to pick up whatever they can from people who are willing to pay them a little bit of money under the table. And of course, they, you know, if it's a bad working environment or if something else is going on illegally, for the most part, they don't dare, you know, report it to the appropriate authorities. I tell you, it really frustrates me. I you know, anybody who wants to come to the United States, great, come right on up. But when I was in college, I had a teaching assistant for a class that I was taking who happened to be Asian and spoke with perhaps the thickest accent I've ever heard English spoken with. When you're supposed to go to these people to get help so that you can understand the subject that's being covered, and it was a math class, you know, communication is a rather important part of the teaching experience. And when you can't understand the person that has been assigned to help you, I'm not sure that that does anybody any good. You know, I have a, I hate driving up to drive-through windows or whatever and ordering something, and I can't understand what they're saying to me. They have a hard time understanding what I'm saying to them, and invariably my order's wrong. You know, and thank heavens we live in the United States of America where I have that choice, and obviously if you could see me, you know I take advantage of it far too often. But I don't know. Is it too much to expect employers to hire people that can communicate effectively with the public? And, you know, going back to what Pete was saying about, you know, these people will take jobs that Americans won't take because the pay's too low and so on. Well, you know what? That's true. They will do that. But another part of the problem is because there are people here that will take less money for a job than a legal citizen would, you wind up with artificially depressed, you know, salaries and wages. If only legal employable people were applying for these jobs, then the rate would have to go up. It's capitalism, it's supply and demand. But because there are people here who will take less, that's keeping the rates lower than they would be otherwise. I mean, it's a nasty situation, in my opinion. Martin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you so much. I just, Pete, kind of got my ire up a little bit. I just, you know, want him to know that if he's going to misrepresent someone, he ought to at least try to get their name right, and it's Dale Williams, and that he's speaking of. And I'm kind of one of those people that really like his point of view, and with him most of the time. So I'm kind of the kind of person that Pete seems to like to berate and hate. But you know, I think it's kind of funny myself. But it's also sad because, like as you were speaking, believe me, I wish for freedom for the Mexican people, the Iraqi people, the Afghanistan people. You know, I'm one of those military type people, militia type people that. Because I believe in freedom, And believe me, none of us are trying want to go out and start fighting and shooting. We're trying to avoid it. And I've been through the Republican Party system and been in Republican Party leadership for many years, and it's very frustrating because situations like this, illegal immigration, we're not against immigration. We just want it done legally, and so it protects our health, our capitalist system, and and things need to be reformed. And so that's easier to get in this country, but also in the same token, what I would like to see is more freedom in Mexico, so that there's not such a disparity between the rich and the poor, and which means that I would like more freedom for them there. In fact, there was one talk show host that used to be here in Salt Lake, and one thing that he said that I really agreed with him on was, instead of, because it's such a huge problem right now, so make the offer to the Mexicans in Mexico. Make this offer. Say, hey, we love you and et cetera, but we love our form of government. If you accept our constitution and our form of government and that we would be, we would annex you. I mean, you would come and become part of the United States. And this, I think, is more of the thought process and the thinking of the militia-type groups. They don't want, there's some, people that will start getting prejudice, and that's unfortunate. But for the bulk of us, the prejudice is what we're trying to avoid and get rid of. We don't have a problem with the Mexican people. We have a problem with our politicians that allow and keep our borders open for illegal immigration.
You're absolutely right. It's essentially our politicians have just given up. What we are seeing is the de facto supported by politicians invasion of this country, and it's not just by our southern border, it's all of the borders. None of them are being monitored the way that they need to be, and it's not that it's not that I dislike people because they sound different than me. I do want to, however, be able to communicate with people effectively. And
well, we want people coming in our front door.
Exactly.
If you have your home, you want them coming, and being invited in the front door. If they're coming in the back door, well,
I don't want somebody hiding in my closet that I don't know about in my house. I just had a birthday party at my house a few days ago, and, I knew everybody that was there, and we had an enjoyable time, and it was on Halloween, and we had lots of people coming up to the door, and we would give them candy and, all sorts of little treats, and, but they weren't, like, sneaking in around my backyard and coming in the back door and then expecting, like a full dinner or something like that. It's a bad situation that we have in this country, that people feel like their only option is to break the laws that have been established in the United States to come here to better their lives, rather than staying home and making their homes better and making change.
Right, and I do believe, though, that our governments are complicit in helping those people remain enslaved.
Well, it's votes. They're trying to buy votes from people that have no right being here in the first place.
Yeah, and so we get this dichotomy. We get this where they're oppressed, but at the same time they're used as political pawns. And so, and that's what people like Dale Williams, in my opinion, I can't really speak for him, but that's at least what I get out of him. At least for me, I love all the people. I want all the world to be free. But the thing is, unless we work to get America more free, because we really have lost rights. Since I was a kid, we've really lost a lot of our rights. And there's a lot of places I can't go that I used to be able to go. There's I used to be able to years ago, we could carry our 22s around as kids and it was no big deal. And now, everything has become so much more difficult. If a parent gave a kid a drink, it wasn't a horrible crime. And even though I don't drink myself, my father gave me a drink when I was a kid, and that cured me from wanting to drink. But in the society now, they want to make that a crime, and you know, there's just so many things that nowadays that we want to legislate. And for people like myself, I would like to get away from that, these lawmaking and legislation, and just allow people to be more free. And when they make a decision, then they have to have the consequences of those decisions. Unfortunately, today, we take the money from the people that are hardworking, and we give it to others that are not. And that's what's very frustrating to people like myself, is that my freedom is taken away and given to other people who either have a different political agenda or somehow they are deemed... incapable for some reason or other, so that they get my money. I know I live in a condominium complex, and there's probably three or four places, individuals in there that use all the services. And we have forced people to give them care, so they take their drugs and they get messed up on the drugs and they get overdosed, and so they call the emergency services. And so the police departments and the fire department and the ambulances are there and haul them into the emergency room. And that costs a lot of money to the taxpayers. And the rest of us who are trying to live our lives in an honorable manner have to pay for that.
So
it gets frustrating.
Well, you're right. And, of course, universal health care is the solution to this problem. Or not, maybe. Okay.
Well, it's just going to be more of that. Then, you know, the people that, you know, sign on to it are going to be the ones that get the benefits. The rest of us who try to be responsible about how we live our lives are going to end up flipping the bill and losing rights in the process as we continue to become more socialized.
Yep. Hey, thank you so much for the call, Martin. I do appreciate it. This is AM 630 K-Talk, the Jack Stockwell Show. My name is Scott Robison. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes and get more of your calls on the air. Bob, hang on. Line 5, hang on. We'll get to you right after this.
Jack Stockwell on K-Talk. AM 630 KTKK.
Brought to you by Goodyear. Goodyear has tires for summer fun. Get up to $100 by mail-in rebate when you buy a set of four select Goodyear tires on your Goodyear credit card. Purchases subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply.
Red Meat Radio.
Today we're taking on the environmentalists.
Absolutely.
We're taking on the media as usual. Of course, what's the difference?
You know, environmentalists are very good at creating hype. And they're very good at using their pals in the media to create that hype.
I'm looking at the... online dictionary, and it says under environmentalist, it says see obstructionist.
Everything has to do with cars, development, neighborhoods, whatever quality of life you have, wherever you shop, whatever it is that you do in your daily life, know that there was environmentalists at one point that did everything they could to stop that development.
Red Meat Radio, Saturday mornings 8 to 10, right here on K-Talk, AM 630, the voice of Utah.
Almost all of the furniture sold in Utah is made in China. And in my opinion, that furniture is junk. Your old furniture is usually a better quality than the new stuff you might buy. The stores are full of furniture that looks really good, but it's not designed for durable usage. Reupholstery is an inexpensive way to have beautiful and durable furniture. The craftsmen I work with will do exceptional work for you. Styling is important in upholstered furniture, but functionality is even more important. We can change the arm and back of a sofa or chair, add, remove, or change the skirt. We can replace the legs with a more contemporary or traditional styling. A simple, standard sofa can be reupholstered in a quality sale fabric for under $500. Yet the real advantage to reupholstery is to reveal your creative side and make your furniture extraordinary. Call me, Jim Kirkwood, at 801-915-9927 for a free estimate. That's 801-915-9927. Again, 801-915-9927. 27.
And we are back. The Jack Stockwell Show on AM 630 K-Talk. My name is Scott Robinson. We're going to get back to the phones here in just a second. Bob, hang on. You're up next. But first, I do need to do a little advertising for you. Disney on Ice is coming to town, and K-Talk has discounted tickets for only $8 each. If you want cameo college packages for your wife or girlfriend, Hammond toys for your kids, a romantic night stay at the Anniversary Inn for you and your sweetheart, K-Talk has discounted certificates for all of them. Amazing deals are right at your fingertips, so pick up the phone and call K-Talk now. 253-4883 is the office number. That's 253-4883, area code 801, of course. K-Talk studios are located at 10348 South Redwood Road. Anniversary Inn, Disney on Ice, Hammond Toys, Heber Valley Railroad, and more. Give us a call, 253-4883, or visit 10348 South Redwood Road. So let's go ahead and get back to the phones. Bob, you are on the air.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for the call.
You betcha. Yeah, I enjoyed the comments you've had. I can't help but feel that how far we've gotten away from the ideals of the Founding Fathers in what government ought and ought not to do. But, you know, I have a short quote here from Patrick Henry. Can I read it? It's probably less than 30 seconds long.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Quote, "The Constitution is not an instrument for the government to restrain the people. It is an instrument for the people to restrain the government, lest it come to dominate our lives and interests," unquote. But anyway, how far we've gotten away from it.
Yeah, it sure would be nice if the federal government would, you know, look towards the Constitution.
Not only the federal government, I think a lot of people overlook Article 9 of the Bill of Rights, which I might add that, unknown to most people, Washington presided at the Constitutional Convention, and Patrick Henry was unable to attend because he was tied up in, is governor of Virginia, but anyway, Washington did provide his friend Henry with a copy of it afterwards and asked for him to critique it. And Henry, you know, hit him right now. We're going to have to recognize inherent inalienable rights that the government has no right to meddle with. And among those, of course, most of them are pretty commonly known, but Article 9 is a very interesting one. And it's just a short sentence. Article 9, "The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people." In short, you know, whenever the legislature meets or whenever the town council meets or whatever, somehow we forget that Article 6 of the body of the Constitution makes the federal constitution and all these restrictions on the federal constitution also apply to the states, and the states to the communities, because they rule under state authority. So just look at it. I mean, all the stupid nitpicking that goes on. I mean, whether your grass is so long or whether your dog barks or all the rest of this, really, it gets in the thing, you know, that, you know, life, liberty, and property end at my nose and my property. And our founding fathers were used to being harassed by the agents of the king, you know, and suddenly by unrestricted, quote, inherent police powers, unquote, because I found that in a quote when it was applied to what the authority for a lot of the zoning regulations were. There's no provision in the Constitution for inherent police powers. That is precisely what the founders wanted to keep us out of. But whatever. And on illegals, I would make the suggestion. He said that, you know, we wanted to what do you say? Allow Mexico to become a state in the Union? I would make a suggestion that this would be something that ought to be long thought out until we understand that we are not the United States of the world. We're the United States of America, and we're very particular about immigration.
Well,
and that is one of the powers of Congress, and concerning annexing anybody to be a state. We didn't annex the Philippines. Of course, Puerto Rico is still a territory, and I think we ought to be very careful about pulling in another culture when drug flows through them like water through a sieve, and they have no, compunction to obey the laws that exist for the peace and safety of society.
Well, that wasn't my suggestion. That was a caller's suggestion.
I understand that.
But, you know, there would be one good advantage, potentially anyway, to having Mexico become one or more states of the United States. Namely, is that, you know, we seem to be completely unable or unwilling to enforce our southern border. But they are not. They very stringently enforce their southern border because just as, you know, we are so much more well off than a lot of them, which is why they want to come into the United States, you know, there are other countries south of them that are even worse off than Mexico is, and you have people trying to make their way up into Mexico and maybe eventually to the United States, and they don't play that game. You know, you can't come into Mexico and buy property, own property. I mean, there's all sorts of things that they do that I wish we did. You know, if you're here illegally, then, you know, well.
Nor are the powers to be in Mexico and a lot of other Latin American countries and countries across the globe. Nor do they want to be to recognize the restrictions of our Constitution, and because there are restrictions, and I might add that a lot of these banana republics are ruled by tyrants, and I would make the suggestion that money rules. Not that it is not a major influence in this country, but I would suggest that we have a responsibility to provide an example and perhaps go to them and try to work to educate their people to better care for themselves. But as far as suddenly annexing them in a condition that they are and with the actions that they've taken, I would say that would be a gross error. And, of course, Mr. Obama says there'll be no illegals on his new health program. I would expect in a way he could prevent that, would to suddenly say that there are no illegals in the United States by presidential order. But
well, exactly. I mean, what we're going to wind up with some sort of an amnesty program at some point. It's inevitable. I mean, that doesn't mean we should support it or we don't have to like it, but I think it's, you know, they're going to keep invoking that, you know, well, Reagan did it on his watch, and
yes,
so
he made a grave error. I mean, I listened to a retired supervisor of the Border Patrol suddenly that everybody could make a declaration that they were in the country or their children were born to them after that their citizenship was recognized by Reagan, but this is far-fetched from what the intent of the founder was. But anyway, we live in interesting times, and perhaps right now, where we're engaged in so many foreign wars, and don't get me wrong, I thoroughly support the military, but I think we ought to understand that it was Mr. Carter, President Carter, who had authorized the CIA to fly illegal PLO arms into the communist rebels in Nicaragua. It was under whose watch? I guess it was under Carter's watch that we encouraged the Red Elements to put a phony Ayatollah in Iran. It was under the current administration's watch where we are not very careful about what we do in the Middle East. I mean, he said, you know, as a candidate, he said that he wanted to go to war with Pakistan.
Yeah.
Suddenly, we are picking up the class struggles of the Red Elements.
Yeah, you're right, Bob. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Jack Stockwell on K-Talk. AM 630 KTKK.
Brought to you by Culligan. Hard water scaling on pipes and water. Heater elements waste energy. For soft water, try Culligan Water Softener for $9.95 for 3 months. See participating dealers or visit CulliganUtah.com.
Cameo College, where all about beauty.
Tired of that same old routine? Are you ready for a career where you can really succeed? Cameo College of Essential Beauty has classes starting in Master Aesthetics. Enter the spa world, where you will specialize as a skincare therapist performing advanced skin treatments, such as relaxation facials with customized masks and packs, chemical acid peels, microdermabrasion, and medical aesthetics such as laser, Botox, fillers, and more. Cameo is now offering medical aesthetic services, laser hair removal, laser photo facials to give your skin that smooth, healthy glow, Botox, spider vein removal, and even the new Raddys soft tissue fillers, chemical peels, medical microdermabrasion, and more, all at reduced prices. For more information on classes or services provided by supervised students, visit CameoCollege.com or call Cameo College of Essential Beauty at 747-5700. That's 747-5700.
Jim Kirkwood, weeknights from 9 to 11 on K-Talk.
That's right, Jim Kirkwood evenings from 9 to 11. Jack Stockwell mornings from 7 to 9, except for this morning. My name's Scott Robinson. I'm sitting in for today. As far as I understand, Jack will be back tomorrow at his regular time, so don't fear, you won't be stuck with me 2 days in a row. Again, my name is Scott Robinson. We're going to get right back to the phones here. Dwayne, hold on. Before that, though, I do want to let you know that even though we're talking mostly so far about illegal immigration this morning, any topic is fair game, so feel free to give us a call at 254-5855 in Salt Lake and South Davis counties, from Weber and North Davis, 670-5855, and in Utah County, the number is 470-5855. Dwayne, are you still with me?
Yes.
You are up. Go right ahead.
Okay, well, I've been listening about the illegals, the immigrants, and I'd just assume they not be here taking jobs myself, but I hear all these, you know, reasons why they come. Well, the reason they come is because the corporations want them. That's why they come here.
Well, you know, and
corporations want them. They run the country, so they make it so that they won't stop crossing the borders.
Well, you know, there is certainly a lot of truth to that. If the jobs were not here, then they would not be coming.
One of the reasons why a lot of them come here is because, for instance, Monsanto, they have a patent on corn nowadays, and what they do is they grow corn. They have grow corn here with a subsidy from the government, our government. They subsidize Monsanto. They grow the corn, they send it to Mexico, and seeing that it was subsidized, they can sell it cheaper than the farmers down there can grow it. So as a result, there are very few, they kept going down, there's very few farms in Mexico anymore.
Well, there's very few farmers left in America.
To do so, they bring them up here. You have to, you know, when you look at this, you have to go put the blame where the blame is. And the corporations are the ones that want them here, and as long as they run things, they're going to keep coming here.
Well, and you're right. I mean, there certainly is a lot of truth to that. But that being said, you know, our politicians can also man up.
Well, they're paid for by this corporation, so they're not going to.
Well,
I have another example of the, you know, of how they get here. My daughter lives in Kansas, in a little town outside of Kansas City, and they have a big plant there that they make air conditioners. Well, one day, all of them got a pink slip. Everybody. They went to work, and they told them that they were laid off. They were making too much money. They had to pay them too much money. And they bust in Mexicans, gave them the jobs, and now there's a part of the town where she lives where there were no Mexicans. It's a little Mexico. And this was all done by the big company that owned the run the factory. They bust them in. They lay the people off and bust them in. Mexican.
Well, and again, look, I'm not in favor of illegal immigration, as we've made abundantly clear this morning. Illegal immigration equal bad. We don't want that. However, you know, if the reason they come here is to better their lives, and the way that they accomplish that is with jobs that pay better than what they can find in their home country. So I had an idea once, and I put it out there. I'm going to do it again, and we'll see what people think. Obviously, we need to be compassionate. You know, we Americans, we have it so good that we don't, we've made so much and we're so wealthy compared to the rest of the world that we should not stop people. We need to have compassion for those that come into this country to try to better their lives. So what I thought we should do is let's just take all of the rules. You know, there should be no punishments for people who are hired, or, you know, the people who come into this country illegally. We don't punish them at all. However, maybe what we need to do is something along the lines of, I don't know, let's say the death sentence to American employers who hire illegal immigrants. I think that would pretty much clean up the job scenario really quickly so that there wasn't the incentive for people to keep coming here. You know, our enforcement of the existing laws is laughable, and the penalties that they can be assessed, well, that they aren't assessed, but that they could be assessed, are laughable as well, and they don't implement the penalties against the companies that hire people illegally. Okay, obviously we're not really going to implement a death penalty for employers, but there needs to be a huge reason, disincentive, for these companies to hire people at sub-market rates. It artificially depresses everything. This is the Jack Stockwell Show. We're going to be taking a break at the top of the hour, and we'll be back at 8:05.
Jack Stockwell on K-Talk. AM 630 KTKK.